to DD's podcast. Today we'll be diving into the Mexican-American War and how they were treated during World War II.
I was coming out of church, this church here, when I heard about it, and it didn't actually sink in. Being farm boys, where the heck is Pearl Harbor?
My mother thought I was too young. My father said he's 18. He's a citizen. That's his duty. And I never thought otherwise, that I wouldn't go or that I shouldn't go.
How Mexican Americans lived their life during World War II. Tension on the home front during World War II increased. Discrimination faced by Mexican Americans and Americans working in the United States. The Mexican American population was centered in the Southwest with a large group in LA. Most Mexican Americans were born and grew up in neighborhoods that were entirely Mexican, and most of them had not mastered written or spoken English in the United States. Mexico created the Bracero program in 1942. The program stated Mexicans were permitted to come and work in the United States under short-term contract. 17,000 people of Mexican descent took jobs in LA shipyards to support the war effort. From 1846 to 1848, U.S. troops fought against Mexican Americans in the Mexican-American War. Mexico was fighting to keep what they thought was their property and what the United States desired to retain, and the dispute land of Texas, California, and etc. They obtained more than Mexico's northern lands.
War, and the mostly white servicemen were. So there was a good deal of tension between the two groups that then exploded in the Zoot Suit Riots.
It happened on the evening of June 3rd, 1943, when a group of 11 sailors clashed with a gang of 20 Zoot Suiters on a downtown LA street. The Zoot Suiters got the best of the sailors. But after the fight, word of the melee spread quickly to the nearby Naval Armory.
According to the sailors, when they went back to the armory, they said these pachucos, the Zoot Suiters, jumped. So the sailors went on their own to go around looking for Zoot Suiters and beating them up.
Although many Mexican-American Latinos joined the military during World War II and proved their citizenship, they were treated as second-class citizens at home. Mexican-Americans were drafted into or volunteered for the U.S. Armed Services, where they had the highest percentage of Congressional Medals of Honor winners of any minority in the United States. One of the most serious incidents of discrimination occurred during World War II in the heart of Los Angeles, the Zoot Suits Riots. The incident received its name from the type of clothing the people used to wear. Zoot suits were worn by many young Mexican Americans of the early 1940s. During the summer of 1943, a dispute between Mexican Americans and a U.S. Armed Force officer erupted into a widespread rioting. Soon the officers were joined by civilians in a spree of attackings and beatings of Mexican Americans wherever they were found. They would storm Mexican American neighborhoods and beat up Zooters, demanding revenge for attacks on the GIs. Procedures were to grab the Zooter, then take his coat and frock pants off and tear them up or burn them. After that, they cut their ducktail hairstyle off. Boys as young as 12 and 13 were getting beaten and stripped in the streets. The press associated the violence with the Zooters and passed a law that it was illegal to wear Zoot suits within city limits of Los Angeles. A citizens' committee investigated the riots and found the soldiers to blame for starting the aggressive actions. The committee declared the GI's actions were motivated by racial prejudice and called for punishment of those men guilty of the violent crimes. Also noted the need for public programs to improve conditions in Mexican-American neighborhoods and to combat the racial prejudice that led to the events such as those in Los Angeles. Thanks for tuning in.
See you guys next time.